the world-famous Bill Hendry Show.
All right, next Thursday night, the Super Bowl champs host the Vikings in a rematch of last year's
NFC. I feel that our kids should not be going to school to learn to disrespect the government.
Both Mario's mother and father were very clear.
I can't believe it, to be honest. I don't even know what I'm going to tell my daughter.
Mike, I felt this thrill going up my leg.
What's a gay one?
World-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And every night, of course, we take you through the looking glass where truth is our bitch. And we go places other talk shows would never go. Maybe because they don't want to. No, we go places they'd want to go there, but they can't. That's what I mean to say. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and our website is philhendryshow.com. And right now, you can watch live streaming video of our show and listen to live streaming audio no matter where you are right now, either at home on your computer or by way of your mobile device, because we're mobile, brother. And on your Android or your Evo, you've got the flash capability to watch our live streaming video right now. So if you're leaving the house, if you're staying home, wherever, and also on all of our great affiliates across the country and our archives available at philhendryshow.com, get a backstage pass and you know what's going on. Bud Dickman along here with Robert Leonard. You guys saw this, huh?
Yeah, I can't believe that.
You know what? I think that really is a sex tape. And somebody let it out there.
Well, here's the thing. We're looking at this Chelsea Handler. Do you guys know who she is?
Yeah, I saw her on TV.
Chelsea Handler is on TV. She's got a TV show on E! And it's like Jay Leno or Conan O'Brien or any late-night talk show. I think she has a desk. Does she have a desk?
I don't know. The thing is, she will do like a monologue and everything, then sit down and talk a guest and everything.
Well, there's a... So if you could imagine Jay, if that's what it is, so if Jay Leno did a sex tape.
For what for?
I don't know, but what if there was a tape out there of Jay Leno screwing some chick on, see what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, in other words, it's weird to see that, but you can see her boob and everything.
Yeah, there's her boob right there, see?
I can see it, bud, I'm pointing at it. This is a tape of Chelsea Handler, whereby she is having sex on all fours. And this tape, a VHS tape, that was made, quote, more than a decade ago after she moved to Los Angeles and was intended to be a demo of her stand-up routine and included a clip of her homemade sex tape. Now, Ms. Handler claims that the demo tape accidentally recorded over sex tape theme. That's what it is. It's a theme. Demo tape accidentally recorded over sex tape was intentional and has dismissed the tape as a joke that she shows at birthday parties. According to Radar Online, though, that if it is a joke, it's one hell of a joke. And I mean, the still that they have released here shows her face right toward the camera on all fours, her eyes closed. What are you doing, man?
I just want to get a closer look at the boob.
You can see it fine from him. Why don't you get him to print off his own copy, okay?
Yeah, man. Thanks.
Wanted to get a closer look at the boob. Anyway, but the sex on the tape, which may be simulated, is graphic enough. How can it be graphic if it's simulated? Who wrote this? Radar Online?
What do you mean?
What do they mean?
No, but they're saying it could be simulated.
Yeah.
Well, then how can it be graphic?
Because you see boob.
That's not graphic sex seeing boob. Graphic sex is seeing something else.
Oh.
What you mean?
On account of you can't see, you know, here, can I use my finger and...
Just don't talk about it. Anyway, it's graphic enough not only to shock, but also to draw substantial interest to releasing the tape publicly. So that's what they've done. Now, how the hell did they get a hold of... If this is something that Chelsea Handler is showing people at birthday parties as a gag... My name is Chelsea, and here's what the tape says. My name is Chelsea. I moved out from New Jersey about 2 years ago because I wanted to be an actress, Chelsea states at the beginning of the tape. The video is too graphic to show on radaronline.com, which ends with Chelsea's partner asking, did we get the blank shot?
What's that?
Ask Jason after the show.
Why would he know?
Because...
Oh, yeah.
After 15 seconds of sexually explicit footage... The tape cuts back to Chelsea in the middle of her stand-up routine. Well, wait a second, man. Does she start out the tape with sex?
I think she starts out saying, "Hi, man. My name is Chelsea, and I'm here, and I want to be an actress." Then she has sex with her boyfriend, and then she tells jokes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so how do you figure that? You think that's fake?
What do you mean, do I say that's fake?
Well, maybe that's her audition.
Well, that's what she's saying, and I tend to believe that it's possible that her audition tape is this goof. You know what I'm saying? But here I am talking about, what the hell am I talking about this crap for?
Well, what do you think it is?
I don't know, man, having never seen it. Let's put it to you this way. It's a major talk show host. She's on the E! Channel. She's got a show. Well, there's a tape out there, and it shows her being having sex with her boyfriend from behind. And she's nude, and her face is right in the camera, and so are her boobs.
Yeah.
So that, in and of itself, whether it's a gag or not, if you'll pardon the expression gag, that, in and of itself, is enough to get some headlines. Nonetheless, the video is too graphic to show on Radar Online, which ends with Chelsea's partner saying, "Did we get the blank shot?" A shot. And whatever you think of the joke of sending out an audition tape that appears... This is Radar Online's commentary now. Whatever you think of the joke about sending out an audition tape that appears to have been accidentally recorded over a sex tape, the early career stand-up routine does not get a lot of laughs. So I think what they're saying there is that we doubt seriously if she's telling the truth because the stand-up act itself is not funny, and there she is having sex. Anyway, after nearly 8 minutes of an excruciatingly bad and drawn-out waitress joke, the tape cuts to Chelsea's bedroom, where she's naked on all fours, having what appears to be a sexual act with a male partner who speaks with a British accent.
Oh, man, that's bad.
Why, because he has a British accent?
Yeah, you know, you hope an American.
Well, I don't know. Maybe she couldn't get an American guy to do this. Maybe she could only find a British guy to be on her bad audition tape. And nonetheless... It says here, "I would like to say to Radar Online," this is Chelsea talking, Chelsea Handler talking today, "I'd like to say to Radar Online, thanks for ruining my surprise Christmas gift to my staff, and number two, it was made as a joke." She said this on her show, Chelsea Lately, when RadarOnline.com initially broke the story. "I put it on an audition tape for a comedy club because I'm a comedian, and I've been showing it at birthday parties for effing years. I put it on an audition tape for a comedy club because I'm a comedian and I've been showing it at birthday parties for years. But as RadarOnline.com exclusively reported, we have viewed the entire tape and that's one triple X-rated joke. Chelsea is naked and the sex act is graphic enough. Radar Online confirmed that the tape was sent out to Hollywood agents as a demo when Chelsea was looking to secure work. If it was an attempt to get notice, it worked. Chelsea gave this demo tape to a bunch of talent agents and managers hoping to book some gigs. It was taken so long ago, distributed on old VHS tapes, and the stand-up was so bad that most of the recipients of the tape probably didn't even watch past the first couple of minutes and missed the sex tape part altogether." Well, what? And she got work this way?
Wait a minute. Are they saying that the sex or the joke?
The joke? They say the joke was so lousy, the stand-up act was so lousy, that when you finally get to the sex part, you know.
I don't know, man. I don't know. But, you know, whatever, you got to come up with some kind of an excuse.
Well, it ain't going to hurt her, you know. Do you think it'll hurt her? I don't know. I never predict these things the right way. I don't know.
I think it probably will hurt her that people will think they don't want to be have her. Let's say... Black was the N-word. There's a black. Remember that guy?
Yeah, Michael Richards, yeah.
Yeah, that guy. That guy.
Yeah, okay. That ruined his career. Nobody ever wanted to even hear about him anymore. Well, same thing with this, you know.
There's a big difference, bud, between a guy yelling the N-word the way Michael Richards did and Chelsea Handler in a sex tape, don't you think?
I don't know. I don't, because people will think it's the same thing as saying the N-word.
What? That ain't the same thing at all, man. I'm black. I don't know.
You're not offended by that.
No, I ain't offended by it. If my kids saw it, I'd be offended by it.
So, what? I don't understand.
We don't understand. Are you telling me that yelling the N-word is the same as Chelsea Handler on a videotape having sex?
I think they're equally offensive.
Oh, you're high on drugs, man. There's no way.
Why do you say that, man?
I can never say nothing right. You're always telling me I'm saying it wrong.
Well, why don't you speak from your heart instead of saying crap you think people should hear?
No, I think it's stuff I'm supposed to say.
Don't say stuff you're supposed to say. Say what you think.
So I wasn't supposed to say that.
I didn't tell you to say that. I didn't tell you to say that Chelsea Handler having sex is as offensive as somebody yelling the N-word.
Because I don't think so.
Well, then say that.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, me neither.
Me neither. What a waste. 877-877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show. Coming up, high school students are accidentally shown gay porn. Do you think that's offensive?
No.
No, I don't think so either.
Neither do I. We'll be right back in the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. Phil Henry.
Welcome back here to the Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We've got a very, very exciting piece of news coming up, a couple of nice pieces of news coming up. One having to do with our show, the other having to do with our show merchandise. Stick around, we'll tell you. And join us online at philhenryshow.com. This is where our Phil Henry merchandise store is going to be. South Carolina Republicans hold a strange antebellum event. Senate president posed as a Confederate general surrounded by black slaves. Now, this was in Charleston, South Carolina this past weekend, and let's find out whether this is really anything that we need to concern ourselves with or is somebody getting excited over nothing. The National Federation of Republican Women held its annual fall board of directors meeting in Charleston. In attendance at the event were major Republican leaders throughout the state, including Governor Mark Sanford, you know, that clown that was having the affair with the woman in South America. He's still the governor, huh?
Yeah, when is the guy going to walk, man?
I guess he's got to be the governor for a while more.
Have they had a new election or anything?
I don't know.
Because you figure by now, if they had a new election, he'd... oh, yeah, that's right. He ain't quitting. I forgot. He's digging in his heels. He's going to stick around, even though he's a douchebag. One shocking moment at the National Federation of Republican Women meeting involved a special event called the Southern Experience. In this event, attendees dressed in clothing reminiscent of the Civil War and the antebellum South. As FITS News, a South Carolina news blog, reports, South Carolina Senate President Glenn McDonnell participated in the event by dressing up as a Confederate general and at many points posed with African Americans dressed as slaves. The National Federation of Republican Women held its annual fall board of directors meeting in Charleston last week in a decision the organization is likely regretting over several controversial pictures from one of the meeting's sponsored events. One of the pictures shows South Carolina President Glenn McDonnell posing in his rebel garb with a pair of African Americans dressed in antebellum attire. The event in question, dubbed the Southern Experience, was held last Friday evening in the Country Club at Charleston, hosted by the South Carolina Federation of Blah, 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 Blah. The photos have been picked up on political blogs, both here in South Carolina and nationally, according to this news article. Channel 19 in Charleston made phone calls and started asking questions about the photos. I can tell right now, I'm almost done, this is a non-story. You know how I knew? Because they keep talking about the photos. There's one photo here. They posed in these pictures, and two of the black attendees, dressed as slaves, are smiling, big fat smiles, and Glenn McDonnell is smiling a huge fat smile. It turns out the two people along with McDonnell are entertainers who performed at many heritage festivals in the area. Several other political leaders also attended the Republican group's meeting, but they were not dressed up in Confederate gear. So in other words, there's a blog that picked up the fact that they had slaves dressed up and they had people in Southern gear dressed up. That's Republicans. That's what they do. What's the big story?
Yeah, but man, what do they mean that's what they do? That guy in a Confederate uniform, that other people dressed as slaves.
Well, who's to figure what these guys are doing, man? Do you understand that this is the South Carolina?
No, it's the National Federation of the Republican Women, it's the National...
I know what it is. I can see it. It's the Federation of Republican Women. Okay. Don't you understand, man? Is this South Carolina or North Carolina?
South Carolina.
Okay. Wasn't it North Carolina 4 years ago that they didn't want gays? They had some gay thing. They're always doing something stupid.
What's stupid about this?
Because they got two guys dressed in slaves, man.
Maybe that's that was part of a play or something.
What do you mean a play?
Well, I mean, you can't, what are you saying, Republicans are all about slaves and everything like that?
I don't know, man. All I'm seeing here, Confederate, this guy's in a Confederate uniform with two slaves.
Yeah, they say that those people dress up like that all the time.
It's some kind of a heritage festival that these people, they're actors who go to these different heritage festivals. I don't even know that there's a question here so much as there's just a statement. You can say, well, how come they had a thing where they're all dressed up in Confederate garb? I don't know, man. The story doesn't tell me. What the story does tell me is the following thing. The only thing that got people flipped out were pictures of this jackass in the Confederate gear and these two other jackasses dressed up as slaves. Now, why they're there doing that, I don't know. And you want to know something? I don't care.
Why?
Because I don't care.
Yeah, but don't you think they're being racist?
No, man. How do I know?
You can't tell they're being racist.
Hold on, bud. How do I know they're being racist?
Because look at that, man. See, are you crazy?
No, I'm not crazy. How do I know that they're being racist or that they're representing? It says the Southern experience.
That's what I'm talking about, the Southern experience. Hey, I know. Why don't we have the German experience, man? I'll get me some Jews. And they ain't eaten in a while, and have a Nazi, too.
They ain't Nazis. That's a Confederate. That's Robert E. Lee.
Oh, will you shut up? Will you stop with all of this jazz? Next thing, I'm going to be singing Dixie. The fact of the matter is, okay, we can argue what is the Southern experience, Robert. We can argue all we want tonight about whether this is a valid festival or what, we don't know, because the people that reported this don't want us to know. What they want us to know is that there was a picture of a guy dressed as a Confederate and there's, you know what I'm saying? It might have been something like you go and you sit down and it's a play or something, or it was showing different phases of the Southern experience down through the years. Let me see. Especially about the Southern experience of this event, they were reminiscent of the Civil War and the antebellum South. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know, man. This is a story that is being reported by the Huffington Post, AOL News, WLTX Charleston, Think Progress Blog, and Jason Rantz. Meaning, you know, Rantz probably tried to make it as objective as he could, but it's obvious that whoever wrote this wants to put the most negative spin they can on this.
Yeah, but you still don't know how come they got slaved.
Are you telling me, man, that any time a cat dresses up in a Confederate outfit and any time two black people dress up as slaves, that's got to be bad? Why can't it be what it is, a representation of what it once was?
Yeah, but they're Republicans doing it.
You want to know something, man? Republicans at one time were the ones that freed the slaves. You heard about that, right?
Dad, that's not true.
You want to bet it ain't true? What do you think? Lincoln was a Republican. Okay. Maybe that's what they're talking about. Maybe they're trying to remember when they were a party like that. I don't know. But I can smell a story a mile away that has been so polluted with point of view, it's no longer a news story, and that's what this is. This is a story about a something or other, and they dressed up as slaves. They don't want to tell us anything about the event. They don't want to tell us whether it was supposed to represent something larger, whether there were other aspects to it, whether there were other people dressed up in other things. They don't want to tell us whether it was there Frederick Douglass. Was he there? Maybe there were other blacks who represented progress. I don't know, you know. But the fact of the matter is they reported this aspect of it so that we all would think Republicans are a bunch of racists. That's what that's about.
Man, you can't say that. How do you know, man, they're not reporting it the right way?
Why do you want to think that, man? Why do you want to think so predictably like that?
That's not predictable.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Shut up, bud. It is predictable. I'll tell you why. Because that's how they want you to think. Why can't you look at it the way I just said it? There is a larger picture you're not seeing, man. Like the old story about the man, the blind man. You ever hear the story about the blind man?
Uh-uh.
What blind man?
Never mind. The blind guy, and they gave him the elephant's tail. He held the elephant's tail in his hand, and then he held the trunk of the elephant in his hand, and he never could figure out what the animal was.
Yeah, because he's blind.
I know he's blind, but he's holding onto the tail in the trunk, so he didn't get the whole story.
What do you think it was?
Thought it was a snake.
Yeah, because if he wasn't blind, he could see it.
He'd see it was an elephant.
That's not the point, man. The point is, he was only getting part of the story.
Get that guy some glasses.
Yeah, get him some bifocals or something.
Okay. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. New York City Mayor Bloomberg is moving to ban smoking in parks and on beaches. Why? Because we're just having too much fun, man. Got to pass another law, didn't you hear? Get him bifocals.
I don't understand that story at all.
The blind... We'll be back. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show. The blind guy couldn't see, so he had that...
Phil Henry. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Henry.
World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. If you're a smoker, New York City just got a little less friendly. Mayor Michael Bloomberg has announced plans to ban smoking in some of the Big Apple's most famous outdoor locations, including Central Park, the boardwalk at Coney Island, and parts of Times Square. And the reason is to be a pain in the ass and to make sure that a day doesn't go by that we don't pass some law that irritates living hell out of somebody for no good reason.
What do you mean? Smoking is bad and everything.
Smoking's bad, yeah, yeah.
You know about secondhand smoke?
Oh, yeah, no, I know about secondhand smoke.
But what are you talking about?
Well, let me ask you something. Here's Bloomberg, which, by the way, you know, forgive me, folks, but I don't have a lot of opinions about a lot of mayors. I mean, we got one here in L.A., whatever. And, you know, it's very rare that a mayor comes along and really puts his stamp on a city. If you would talk about New York... You talk about the Lindsays, you talk about the LaGuardias, you talk about the, you know, the...
Mayor Koch.
Mayor Koch? What do you mean, Mayor Koch?
How about that Giuliani, man?
Giuliani. Talk about L.A., we talk about Mayor Yorty and Mayor Bradley, and, well, that's about it. That's the only two.
Yeah.
Reardon, maybe. But, okay, our present mayor exempted, because I'm just talking about the history of the city. Bloomberg, here's a guy that blew into town on the heels of Giuliani, talking a big game, big fat mouth on this guy going morning, noon, and night, talking this, talking that, talking something else. All this guy does is run his fat yap about how he's a better mayor than Giuliani. And now here comes this. The science is clear. Prolonged exposure to secondhand smoke, whether you're indoors or out, hurts your health. Well, no, the science isn't clear about the indoors or out part. No, it isn't, because I've read on the science. The science is very clear about enclosed spaces. Very clear. Not about outdoors. It can't be clear about outdoors, because you have so many variables. You have wind. You have just the bodies moving through the space, which disturbs the airflow. And, of course, you have the amount of smoke concentrated in any one area. Now, how much smoke are we talking about? And where are the people smoking? And where are the other people in relation to the people smoking? No, it isn't clear. It hurts your health. All right? Does that mean if I inhale polluted air, and what do we mean by polluted air? High concentrations of carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, sulfur, things like that. Is that polluted? All right. High concentrations, that might be a key phrase. So when we talk about smoking outdoors, let's be clear about something, and let's be very clear about why this is going on here. This is about pains in the ass that don't like to see people smoking cigarettes.
No, man, you're wrong about that, man.
No, I'm exactly right about that.
Why do you say that?
Why do I say what?
What do you mean about pain in the ass? Smoking bad and everything.
I'm telling you this is about some pain in the ass. Whether it's Bloomberg or people in New York who don't like to see people smoking cigarettes, that's what it's about. And every time they see somebody smoking a cigarette, they think, oh, God, that guy's polluting my health. Or maybe they just don't like the fact that somebody is smoking a cigarette and enjoying it, and they can't do that, and it just bothers them to see them enjoying something.
Yeah, but I mean, what do you mean? I mean, if that guy's blew that smoke in your face.
He ain't blowing the smoke in my face, is he? He's not blowing the smoke in anybody's face. He's standing there having a cigarette. Smokers, more and more, move away on their own volition, away from people who are, whether they smoke or not, who are not smoking. You see smokers all the time going off by themselves, trying to be polite. The whole anti-smoking movement in the United States has gone well beyond the area of health. It's got nothing to do with health. It has nothing to do with physical health. It has to do with one group of a-holes trying to control another group of a-holes. In this case, the non-smoking ass people and the smoking ass people.
Smoking ass?
What is that? You know what I'm talking about. And the point is, those people who don't smoke don't like seeing those guys who do smoke. They just don't like it. I'll give another example. I'm smoking a cigarette out in front of a studio that I was working at 3-4 years ago. I'm doing voiceover work. I walk outside to have a cigarette. Some ass walking down the street sticks his t-shirt up over his nose, looks back at me, and makes a face. Now, if I had been the kind of person that does this sort of thing, I would have walked over to him and knocked his ass on the ground, maybe kicked his teeth out of his head. What do you think of that?
Why are you going to do something like that?
Well, what's he doing that for? Basically saying, what a stinky, smelly, rotten guy you are. Well, how about this, man? If you think I'm so bad, watch this. Let's get the full effect. That guy did that not because my cigarette smoke was injuring his health. He wanted to make his little Adolf Hitler mini statement about controlling people.
I don't know, man. A lot of people smoke, and it gets in my face. I don't like it either.
What are you talking? Where?
Like, you know, if you go to Disneyland or something.
There's no smoking at Disneyland.
Well, there used to be.
There ain't no smoking there now. Where do you get smoke blown in your face?
A lot of places. If I'm just, I smell it going down the street.
You know, bud, smelling it and having it blown in your face are two different things. You may smell nicotine. There's a lot of things you may smell.
Yeah, but nicotine, you don't have to, they don't need a, that's not necessary to smell that.
Well, sure it is. Maybe they need to smoke that cigarette.
What about automobile exhaust of people driving a car? They got to drive.
How do you know they got to drive? Somebody driving a car? How do I know he's got to drive? How do I know he's taking a necessary trip? How do I know he's not just out joyriding, screwing my lungs up while he's doing it? This is all part and parcel of this over-control. I'm telling you, this has got, you know, written all over it. People just want to make sure that everybody is tied down. Batten down the hatches. Let's make sure that everybody is just, you know, tied down, man. Don't move. I don't like you moving. Where are you going? What are you doing? Well, I don't know. I thought, no. We got to make sure we know where you are and where you are and where you are and when you are.
How come you talk like that? You quit smoking, too.
I told you that I was going to quit smoking. I would never become a reformed smoker, ever. I smoked from the time I was 14 until I was 57 years of age. Okay?
What's that? That's like 20 years.
That's right, bud. It's 20 years. 20 years.
Man, don't you know how to add?
Yeah, 20 years.
That's right, 20 years. 14 plus 20 is 34. I'm 34.
No.
More like 43.
Really?
43 years I smoked. 43 years I smoked. And it's been easier giving up the cigarettes than it'll ever be giving up the smoker mindset, which basically says this. It's a tough habit to kick, and I know that smokers work harder than probably anybody with a bad habit to try to stay out of everybody's way. They go out on the street. They go into alleys. They go into the filthiest places just so they can have a cigarette. They smoke in their own homes. They're told they can't smoke. They smoke in their own cars. You can't smoke. They're smoking on the street. You can't smoke. Can't smoke in a park. Central Park, the biggest damn park in the world. You're not allowed to smoke there now. Can't smoke on the beach? Why is this? Health? Bullcrap.
Come on, man. You got to be about health. Otherwise, about like a dictatorship or something.
Really? Well, gee, I guess that's where we live. You want to talk about a dictatorship? It ain't got nothing to do with Republicans or Democrats, whether there's a war or whether there isn't, or whether there's a Bush or whether there's an Obama. It's got to do with health care or not health care. It's got to do with the personal habits and behavior of human beings that bother the personal habits and behavior of other human beings, and they can't just let it go, man. They can't just let it be. They got to do something to control it. Not because of their health, but because they're angry, pruned up, dried up, ugly people.
You're saying everybody don't smoke is all pruned up.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. People that don't smoke and make an issue out of other people that do smoke, they're pruned up and they're dried out.
What do you mean pruned up?
I just pruned up. I don't know what you mean by pruned up. What do you mean by pruned up?
You're talking about like pruned up.
Yeah, pruned up. Be like wrinkled? Old, man. You understand what I'm saying? No laughs.
Oh, yeah.
Wrinkled, that's right. Allegedly, a drunk Delta pilot was pulled from the cockpit of his plane, Amsterdam. An apparently intoxicated U.S. pilot was pulled from the cockpit of his Delta Airlines jet. See? One more guy trying to have laughs. And
are you kidding?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am kidding about this. You can't be drinking and...
Okay, well, what's the difference between that?
What's the difference between that and what?
And smoking. You don't let everybody smoke, but that guy can't have a drink?
You must be some kind of an idiot, Robert. If I'm smoking a cigarette standing out on a beach, what's that got to do with killing people on an airplane?
What do you mean?
Oh, I know what you mean.
Oh, well, isn't it? You know what I mean.
I do.
Well, what are you talking about?
Are you an idiot, man? This guy's drunk flying a jet. What's that got to do with smoking a cigarette?
You're not allowed to smoke on a plane either.
Yeah, if you smoke on a plane, it'll blow. You could blow it up because of the oxygen.
But I ain't talking about smoking on a plane. I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking about oxygen. I'm talking right now about a guy that was drinking and he was flying the plane. Now, you can smoke a cigarette. That isn't going to cause you to have a motor sensory problem. That's not going to cause you, man, to think that something is 3 miles away when it's actually 2 feet away. It's not going to cause you. You're not going to have any vertigo problems. You're smoking and you can't smoke in an airplane anyway.
Didn't you tell me one time you smell a guy smoking?
Yeah, that was on a plane. I was going to Mexico, Air Mexico or whatever, that Mexicana. They were smoking in the cockpit, the lion sack of crap. You can't smoke in the airplane. Those bastards in the cockpit were smoking.
They're the pilots, right?
The pilots, yeah. This is about booze, baby, booze. You understand? This is a 52-year-old captain from Woodbury, New Jersey. The guy blew a .023. Wait a second, man. I thought .08. What am I saying? .08. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to drink at all if you're a pilot.
What's the legal limit?
Yeah,
for a driver, it's .08.
Well, he was well below that.
I just got done telling you can't have any booze when you're a pilot. Doesn't matter. The level is above the legal limit in the Netherlands, which has some of the toughest drunk driving laws in Europe. What? You're telling me that they got to be below the vehicular drunk driving law? The FAA says a pilot cannot fly a plane with a blood alcohol level higher than 0.018. That's the FAA. That's the United States. This is Amsterdam. Authorities pulled the pilot off the plane after receiving an anonymous tip that he was drunk, said Joe Claren, a police spokesman. Claren said the pilot at Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport had pulled away from the gate when police came to meet the plane. They fined this guy $910, 700 euros. How about that? Anthony Black of Delta Airlines said Flight 35 was canceled out of concern that a crew member appeared to be unfit for duty. Well, there you go. 877-876-PHIL here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Men's Health Magazine reveals the cities that have the most sex. Huh? How about that? And the cities that have the least sex. Coming up on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
It's the Phil Henry Show. Listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Online at philhenryshow.com. So here's another article about sex from Men's Health Magazine. I'm beginning to get really worried about Men's Health Magazine. They had an article about what cities has the best sex. Now, when you talk to a guy, and I don't know about you other guys, but let me just talk about this guy here. Well, what does that mean anyway?
Well, like, where who has the best sex and stuff?
What do you mean, who has the best sex? Are you saying the most sex? Who has the hottest looking women?
Yeah, I don't understand that either.
You guys at Men's Health, you got some of the like most pointless freaking surveys. Here comes another one. This is the hotbeds of sex. I guess this is where they have the most sex. Or maybe it's the least sex. Well, we have both. Based upon a variety of criteria having to do with the sale of condoms, the birth of children, and a lot of other jazz that probably has nothing whatsoever to do with sex so much as it has something to do with intelligence, you know? like they have here, the rate of sexually transmitted diseases. Then they have an article here to help raise your city's ranking. See this month's The Above Average Guy. All I'm saying is that this is a meaningless statistic and survey. I can understand probably the hotbeds of sex. Does that mean for, because it's Men's Health Magazine, so what we're saying here is the loosest people sexually.
Well, they also said, like, how many condoms do they sell?
All right, so maybe they sell a lot of condoms. Maybe there's only five people having sex, and they sell all these condoms to those people. Does that mean there's a hotbed of sex, or they just got five people with brains in that town? See, that's possible, too.
Well, how many condoms are they going to sell?
Could sell, like, thousands of condoms to the same five people.
You're nuts.
I'm kidding, okay? Anyway, but think about that, bud. Think about it, okay?
What?
If it was only five people in a town having sex...
Which is impossible.
All right, but let's just say that it's possible. And they were buying all the condoms to the tune of, like, thousands a year. Some dumbass from Men's Health Magazine would make an assumption about the sex habits of that city that's completely wrong.
Well, I see what you're saying. They all buy the condom, but only five.
There's only five of them. And then they have rates of sexually transmitted diseases. So they say, well, there's only five people getting sexually transmitted diseases, even though there's thousands of condoms being sold. So that's pretty good. No, it means that they're idiots.
What do you mean?
It means that these five people are buying thousands of condoms every year, but they're still getting sexually transmitted diseases. So they've got five idiots in a city where nobody else has sex. I mean, that to me, would you even want to visit a town like that?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, you read an article about them, you think everybody has sex and they only got five idiots. But in point of fact, it's like some freak town.
Yeah, it sounds like a scary, like a weird, like a place you get, you know, like locked up by ghouls or something.
What do you mean ghouls, man?
What kind of a town is that?
It's weird. It's five people having sex. They're so stupid they don't know how to put condoms on. Everybody else, they don't have sex. Oh, God. It's like something out of H.P. Lovecraft. So anyway, here are the cities. Austin, Texas, number one. Most of these towns, by the way, in the top 10 are Texas cities. So, Austin, Texas is number one college town. So they're educated. So they use a lot of condoms there. But they still have a high rate of, I don't know. Anyway, Austin, Texas is number one. Dallas is number two. Dallas, Texas. Number three, Columbus, Ohio. Isn't that also a college town?
Columbus University.
What do you mean, Columbus University?
Ain't that it?
No. Where's Ohio State? Ain't that in Columbus?
Uh-uh. Ohio State is like, is it Kent State?
No, Kent State is Kent State. Where's Ohio State?
I thought it was in Columbus.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Kent State. Ohio State is in Columbus. Yeah, Jason just said.
Well, where's Kent State?
In Kent, man.
Ain't that in Ohio State?
Does it sound like it's Ohio State?
It's Kent State, you idiot.
Don't call me an idiot, man. Don't ever do that.
Well, it's Kent State.
All right, but that's the only one I ever heard of.
All right, well, that doesn't mean that it ain't Ohio. It's Ohio State if the only place you ever heard of. Oh, get out of here, man. All right, so the next one is Columbus. That's in Ohio. That's Ohio State, okay? We got Austin. That is the University of Texas. So far, out of the top three, we got two college towns. Do college people have sex? Yes! Number four, Durham, North Carolina. What's there, bud? I don't know.
Look it up. Durham is where they have, well, I don't know.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
Yeah, you two guys look it up. I hear Duke University.
Where'd you find that out?
Jason had it. So that's another college town. Denver, Colorado.
That's Denver University.
Yeah, okay, well, big deal, Denver University. How many people go there? Three?
Well, you want to talk about a college town or not.
Okay, but Denver University ain't exactly what I would say is like Big 12, okay? What I'm saying, you know? How about Boulder, maybe? Oh, here we go. No, Boulder ain't there. Anyway, Denver. Number six, Indianapolis, Indiana.
Indianapolis University.
Hey, bud, just because it's a town doesn't mean it's going to be called Indianapolis University.
What are you talking about? They had Denver.
Well, any town, man. I could say, like, Jacksonville. Okay, yes, there is a Jacksonville University, but Suppose I said, where are we right now? Ventura. Is there a Ventura University?
There's Ventura College.
Is there a Reno University?
Well, not every town.
That's what I'm saying. Every time I mention a town, you guys say, there's going to be Jacksonville University. Arlington, Texas, okay?
Yeah. Arlington, Texas University.
Bullcrap, man. There's no such place.
How do you know, man? Texas is so big, they got a state college system just like California do.
All right. Well, maybe they got a state college. Just because it's a town, man. Bakersfield. Is there a Bakersfield University?
There's Cal State Bakersfield.
No, there isn't, man.
How do you know?
Because I know they're in a Cal State Bakersfield. And there ain't no Bakersfield University, and there ain't no University of California at Bakersfield. So there. And look at this. I can't even get to the freaking list.
What about Burlington, Vermont?
Yeah, I guess it's Burlington University, huh? There's Bakersfield College. Oh, you blew it, didn't you?
You said there wasn't.
Anyway, I got to get out of here. Thank you very much. The Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Jason Rantz, our producer. Charles Wygant, our technical director. And Dan Northcraft is our associate producer.
Phil Hendry.
What about your...